and welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stephen Pickford here with Willem Backus, and joining us on the line to talk about barbecue, a topic which we never fail to enjoy and salivate over, is celebrity chef, barbecue champion Myron Mixon. Welcome to Travel World, sir.
Glad to be here.
And Willem's looking forward to meeting you and enjoying some great barbecue coming up at the Deerfield Festival, celebratethefestival.com. Tell us a little bit more about it.
I'm looking forward to meeting him also. Well, let's go start off with a VIP dinner we're going to do Friday night at the Hermitage. And it's going to be a great dinner. We're going to do whole hog. We're going to do beef brisket. We're going to do baby bag ribs, chicken, and I'm going to have the Junior Iron Chefs there helping me do all the prep work on Friday, getting it ready to go on the smoker, on Thursday, excuse me. And it's going to be a great time. But I believe they were talking about wanting to take only 85 people, and they're already up to 100, and I don't know if it's sold out yet or not.
It's
they keep
always
bumping it up. They keep bumping it up, and it looks like I might have to wind up bringing two hogs.
Well, I don't think there's going to be a problem there. One thing in Vermont is, southern Vermont particularly, in the Deerfield Valley at celebratethevalley.com, is always famous for Vermont. We never get tired of going there, Stephen, you and I, because the food is just unbelievably great. We've never had a bad meal in Vermont, you and I.
Never a bad meal. These are going to be great meals coming up.
So as if they really needed to twist our arms any further, we've got, you know, Myron Mixon is the one of the judges on Barbecue Pitmasters, the TLC show as well. And, you know, in addition to all the attractions in Deerfield Valley area, which you can also find more about on the New England Vacation Tours, they have a website as well. And it's a really great way to learn a little bit more about New England generally. As if they needed to twist our arms to go and enjoy meals with Myron Mixon. Because, Myron, you're cooking on Saturday as well. Now, I understand that Friday night you're going to give us tips and whole hog and beef brisket. Those are your two signature dishes, the best of the best.
Right. And on Saturday we're going to do up at the resort, we're going to do from 9 to 12. I'm going to do a demo, and also we're going to talk a little bit about what to make. Better barbecue in your backyard, and I'm going to give away some injections. Recipes for pork, and we're going to do some rubs, and probably we'll make a glaze or a sauce for some ribs. Now, the sliders we're going to do are going to be pork sliders, and which is going to be great, but I mean, you know, I think it's $20 in advance, $25 at the door. I mean, you're going to get to eat, plus you're going to get some recipes that normally, you know, cost you $750 if you come to my cook school to get. So, you know, it's going to be a big bargain for everybody to come out and participate. And then all the information about this is at celebratethevalley.com, where everybody can pick up and find out about what's going on. And I think on Sunday, you know, after they eat all this barbecue, they got the best damn walk in Vermont, I believe is what they call it, where you can go walk off all this pork you've eaten.
Well, working up another appetite to join you at Jack's Old South as well. But on Saturday and Sunday, they have over a dozen of the Deerfield Valley's top-rated restaurants, including the Hermitage, where you're going to be doing your cooking on Friday night, which I'm going to be delighted to taste. Harriman's Restaurant, Maple Leaf Malt and Brewery, Roadsboro Inn, River Valley Market, Roadhouse, Sitzmark, Snow Mountain Market, and the Wilmington Inn and Tavern. And people who go there can vote for their favorite one. There's really so many different things to see in the Deerfield Valley. Now, Mara, one thing I got to clarify for some of our northerners, because I moved from a northern area into Virginia when I should have been born in the South. I, you know, tasting the food around here, I really believe it. One of the things people get confused of course, what we call barbecue up north is actually called grilling in the South. And barbecue itself is, you know, you put your meat in the slow cooker. Can you describe the process a little bit?
Well, the process of barbecuing is at lower temps. When you're grilling, you're at some high heat. 500 degrees or better, you know, when you're doing grilling. When you're grilling off steaks or you're grilling off chops or whatever you're doing, you over direct heat in this very hot fire. You know, barbecuing is most of the time anywhere from 300 degrees or less. And, you know, that's what you're doing. You're cooking it, I ain't gonna say low and slow, but you're at a slower pace than you would be if you're grilling directly over that fire like you're doing. And you're more trying to get smoke involved in there too than when you are actually grilling. Grilling, you just need a heat source. And you're there to like to sear off the steaks, or sear off or whatever it is you're doing. But when you're barbecuing, you actually want the meat to absorb some of that smoke. And to do that, you got to slow it down a little bit. So that's where everybody always gets the term low and slow. Low temps, slow time in cooking.
So a little bit analogous to somebody who might have a crock pot in their house, you know, low and slow cooking, but of course barbecuing, you're absorbing the smoke flavor, so you're going to be putting in additional woods like hickory and so on. What are some of the common woods people use to put additional flavor into their barbecue?
You know, probably one of the most common is going to be oak, and then you hickories, and you got people who play around with mesquite. Well, everything that I cook is going to be cooked on peach wood. And I've cooked on peach wood since I started competing in 1996. So the food that I'll be preparing in Vermont will every bit of it be cooked over Georgia peach.
Georgia peach. Well, your Jack's Old South is just outside of Macon, isn't it?
Well, I'm about 35 miles south of Macon.
Mmm. The taste of the old South, of the really good Southern cooking. And I get a whole different variety of flavors here in Virginia. Now, one of the interesting things, depending on the regions you go to, you're going to find different kinds of barbecue sauces. And I'm told that Texas and Memphis are very famous for their rubs and more of a dry rub, but other places they have different kinds of sauces. Could you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you got regions that, and it was more prevalent years ago than it is now. I mean, you know, Georgia up through part of the Carolinas is known for a vinegar sauce, and then part of Carolina picks up a mustard. Get around Memphis, it gets to be a sweet tomato base. Get to Kansas City, it's more of a smoky flavor, and then it's all tomato-based sauces. And then to Texas, you got spicier tomato-based sauces. But with the internet and with people traveling the way they do and moving around and transplanting themselves into other areas because of their jobs or whatever, you've got a whole mixture of people that, you know, North Carolina people moved to California and brought their flavor and profiles there. And, I mean, it's just a different deal now. You can't really say that one region is predominantly this, one region is predominantly that, as much as you once could. I mean, probably the most used flavor right now in barbecue, and that's anywhere, is going to be a sweeter flavor. Everybody, you know, sweet never loses. That's either in competition or in the restaurant business. My personal preference is the vinegar-based sauce, but, you know, most people across this country, if you got something sweet on the table as far as the sauce, they're going to use it.
It's interesting when you describe the flavors, too, because some of the sweeter sauce, like you'd say Kansas City, are more tomato molasses kind of a thing, whereas the vinegar, it still has a little bit of sweet to it, but it's more of a fluid type of a sauce, more viscous. It gets right into the meat.
Well, I mean, that's going to be one of the sauces I bring with me, because we sell our sauces online, and we do a traditional southern vinegar sauce that I'm going to have, and we'll have that on the table as well as our hickory sauce we do, and then I'm going to do some competition sauces. And meat. My preference, as I said, is the vinegar. It's very thin. It doesn't really lay on the meat like a thick, you know, savory type sauce. It more blends in. And that's a traditional flavor to me for barbecue anyway, is vinegar. You know, that's just what you look at down here in the South. When people used to cook direct heat, all you did was mop vinegar with pepper flakes on it all night, and that's where your flavor came from.
I had one of the guys at work who listened to the show, the last show that we did, was sitting there salivating. He says, "What do you mean you're going to be getting to taste the cooking of Myron Mixon himself?" Yep, some of us are born lucky. Other of us, we're born in the South. But
right.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So Friday night, you're going to be cooking for, they've said 85 people, and now they're up to over 100, and that's going to be done at
100 now, and I don't know how many people the hermits as a whole, but. That's a good many folks, and I'm glad everybody's turning out for it, and I hope everybody turns out Saturday morning, because Saturday morning is really, for the money you pay, it's a bargain, and you get to eat, and I'm telling you straight up, the recipes, some of them that I'm going to be giving away are going to be in my cookbook, will be coming out next year, so it'd be well worth the money to come down and participate and learn something and get to eat too.
Yeah, that's so reasonable. $20 tickets in advance, $25 at the door. CelebrateTheValley.com for all the details, because to meet with someone of the caliber, the expertise in barbecue of Myron Mixon and the other chefs that are there, and to sample the foods, I mean, $20. I mean, I've spent more than that and got half the quality and half the quantity.
Burgers, a milkshake, and a fry for, you know, much less than $20.
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean,
you know, it's going to be a great time to do all this. You know, even bring your family out. Like I say, we're going to have the junior Iron Chefs there going to be helping with all this on Saturday, as well as some of them helping me Friday down at the Hermitage. It's just going to be a great time.
Included with this, we also have another celebrity chef, of course, Chef Robert Barrell, formerly the head chef of the New England Culinary Institute, where we never get a bad meal. Myron, it's 10 minutes goes by so fast, doesn't it, when we're talking about our favorite things. I want to thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show. And Stephen, some of the websites, of course, celebratethevalley.com. Learn more about this. Please come to Southern Vermont and also New England Vacation Tours. Steve?
Yeah, and coming up after the break, we'll keep talking about some of the great things of Vermont and recollect some of our fun experiences in Southern Vermont. So stay listening to the Travel World Radio Show with Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus.
Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show by Satellite.